One very cold winter, a family went out to their trapping line. It was a very, very severe winter, and it was hard for the people to feed themselves. And each family had to go a long distance off into the forest to find a good place to trap. And at last this family found a nice spot near a lake, and so they fixed up a nice lodge and cut lots of firewood and began to trap and hunt. And the father had good luck on his hunting, and the mother had good luck with her fishing through the ice and catching of beavers and muskrats. And it was obvious that this family were going to be able to live through the winter without too much problem for food. But then one day the mother became very sick, and each day she got more and more ill. And the family began to really worry about her. She got so weak that she couldn't get out of her bed. She couldn't talk. At last the father brought the three children together, and he told them, I wish I didn't have to do this, little ones. But your mother is very, very sick. If I do not get her to a medicine person, I'm afraid she will die. So I have fixed up a toboggan, and I'm going to put her on it, and I've made a little harness for myself, and I'm going to pull her. But it's a long ways, and it may take a while for her to recover. So you are going to have to live here in this lodge all by yourselves for many, many days. You are very small, and I don't like to leave you here. But your legs are too short, and you would never be able to walk through the snow fast enough, and I'm afraid your mother would die if we all went together. We have lots of food here, and we have lots of firewood, and all you have to do is stay here at this lodge and keep the fire going, and help yourself to this food when you are hungry. Do not go very far out into the woods, because you might become lost. And the children promised that they would not go far into the woods. And the father took the toboggan, and he put their mother on it, and put warm blankets over her. And then he hitched that toboggan to the harness he had made for himself, and he went walking off through the snow. And they stood in the doorway and watched as their father and mother slowly disappeared off into the woods. And then they went back into their lodge and closed the door and sat by the fire and cried, because they were very lonely. At last they went to sleep, and when they woke up in the morning, the two little boys looked around, and they saw that their little sister was not there. Little sister was the smallest one. She was just old enough to walk, and they were frightened. Where did little sister go? She would get lost easily. They went outside, and they could see her little tracks in the snow, following the toboggan tracks. She was lonely for her mother and had tried to follow. And so they hurried down the path. A little ways from the camp, they found her, trudging through the snow. But the snow was so deep that it was almost up to her waist, and she could only go a little ways. And they took her one by each hand and led her back to their lodge. Little sister, they said, don't do that. Don't run away again, because you might get lost out there. We have to take care of you here. Please stay in the lodge. Okay, I will stay in the lodge, she said. But that night she got so lonely for her mother again, because she'd never been away from her mother her whole life. And she cried and cried, and as soon as it was daylight, she got up and she went outside and started to follow those tracks again. And when the little brothers woke up, they found that their sister was gone again. And once more there were fresh tracks where she followed her mother and father. And so they followed those tracks until they caught up to her. And she was sitting in the snow crying because her legs were tired out and she couldn't go any further. And so the brothers took turns carrying her and carried her back to their lodge. Please, little sister, don't run away again. You might get lost out there. That day a big snowstorm came, and it snowed and it snowed and it snowed, and the wind blew. And when it was finally over and they looked out the door of their lodge, everything was pure white. And there was no trace at all of the track that the mother and father had left on their journey. The little brothers said to each other, this is good. The snow has covered up the track, and now little sister can't follow it. Maybe now she will not try to run away. But when they woke up the next morning, the little sister was gone again. And they looked outside, and everything was white and clear, except for one little set of tracks going off in the direction their parents had gone to. They followed, and they didn't have to go very far because the snow was so deep and it was hard for her to walk. It only took a little ways before they caught up to her, and they brought her back. But now they were very worried, and they talked it over with each other. They were such little boys themselves, they weren't sure what to do. But at last they came up with an idea. They said, "Let's take turns sleeping." The oldest one told the other one, "I will sit up and take care of the fire, and I will stay awake as long as I can stay awake. And then when I can't stay awake any longer, I will wake you up, and you can stay awake until morning. And that way, if our little sister tries to run away again and find our mommy and daddy, we will be able to stop her." "Yes, let us do that." And so that night when they went to bed, the oldest brother sat up. He sat up a long, long, long time. But at last his eyes got heavy and he was so tired. And he went over to where his brother was sleeping and shook him awake. His little brother was sound asleep and it took a long time to wake him up. But at last he sat up and rubbed his eyes and yawned. "Okay, older brother, you go to sleep now. I will watch the fire and make sure little sister doesn't run away." And so the older brother went to sleep, and the other one sat there. But he was so tired, and the night was so long, and the fire was so warm, that even while he sat there, his head slowly started to sink down until his chin was touching his chest. And he jerked awake and looked around. "Oh, I mustn't go asleep. I mustn't go to sleep," he said. "Maybe if I look at the coals in the fire, that will keep me awake," he thought. And he looked and saw all sorts of beautiful pictures in the fire. But slowly his eyes closed, and this time he didn't jerk awake. He slowly sank down to the floor and curled up and was sound asleep by the fire. Not long afterwards, the little girl woke up. And she looked around for her mother, and her mother wasn't there. And she thought, "I'm going to find my mommy." And quickly she got up and wrapped herself up in her little coat, and out the door she went, following the tracks that she had laid the day before. And this time it was easier, because the snow had settled a little bit, and it was easier to walk. And she walked and walked and walked. And because both the little brothers had stayed up half the night, they slept a long, long time. It was almost the middle of the day when they woke up and looked around and saw that it was broad daylight and that the fire was almost out and that there was no little sister in that lodge. Quickly they built the fire up and away they went. And they could see her tracks and they hurried along in the snow. But as they walked, the wind began to blow and bit by bit it covered in the tracks. And then it started to snow again. And pretty soon there were no tracks left at all for them to find. They searched and they searched and they searched. And they couldn't find their little sister. Soon it was dark again. They thought they should go back to the lodge. But the thought of their little sister all alone out there in the forest made them so sad that they said, "No, we will keep looking. There's a little moonlight. And we will keep looking." And so they searched through the night. It was many, many days before the father and mother were able to return to the camp. The mother had been very sick, and it had taken the medicine woman a long, long time to get her better. But at last she was better, and they came back to their lodge, very anxious to see their children. And when they got to their lodge, they could see that the doorway was hanging in tatters. And they went inside, and the fire was out. And when they felt around, it was cold, and they knew the fire had been out for many days. And they wondered, "What happened to our children? Where did they go to?" And they would go out there, and they would call and call and call, but there was no answer. And then at last springtime came. The snow began to melt, and they said to each other, "Perhaps now we will be able to find our little children and bring them back here." And so they went looking, and they looked, and they looked, and they looked. And one day they came to a place where underneath a little tree there was a coat, and some moccasins and some clothing. And beside it was another little pile of clothing and another. And they recognized the clothing of their little daughter and their two little boys. And they wondered, what happened to our children? And even as they were thinking about it, they heard a sound up in the tree branches. And they looked up and there were two little birds hopping around in the tree branch. They were singing, little sister, little sister. And hopping around in another tree branch was another little bird singing back to them. They realized that these were their little children, that the little boys and little girl had been changed into birds when they were lost in the forest, so that they wouldn't die out there in the snow. And because of that, every spring, when the snow begins to melt and the bare ground starts to show through, little chickadees come hopping around in the tree branches, playing like little children do, and calling to each other, because that's the bird that those children were turned into. They were the first chickadees.